from the GPB newsroom. I'm Taylor Gant. A heat advisory is in effect for much of Georgia to start the week, and it can feel like triple digits across most of the state. GPB's Ross Terrell reports on what the high temps mean for student athletes.
From Dalton down to Americus, Georgia is grappling with the heat wave. That means stricter guidelines for after-school practice. Coach Spoon Risper leads the football program at Westside High School in Macon.
It's not the old school style of coaching where, you know, get water, you know, every blue moon. You know, these days, we can never be too careful. You know, at the end of the day, they are children, and their safety comes first.
State rules require schools to record temps every hour and move practice indoors if necessary. According to the CDC, some 9,000 high school athletes suffer heat-related injuries each year. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Gwinnett County Police say they will no longer arrest people or issue citations for misdemeanor marijuana cases. On Monday, County Solicitor General Brian Whiteside said the decision stems from confusion about the state's new Hemp Farming Act, which went into effect this year. He says the county doesn't have a reliable test to determine the concentration of the chemical THC, which separates legal hemp from illegal marijuana. Hundreds of cases have already been thrown out, with many more expected to follow. Police are warning that drivers suspected of being high will still be arrested, since that can be proven with a blood test. In basketball news, the NBA has released its schedule for the upcoming season. The Atlanta Hawks' first game will be on the road against the Detroit Pistons on October 24th. They'll play their first home game on the 26th against the Orlando Magic. The Hawks finished last season with a record of 24 wins and 58 losses, which was dead last in the Eastern Conference.